We didn't have drawings of this, so I think we took our best shot at it. But we thought that the road would really create, it is an imposition right now to a kind of an open lawn area. So we thought our piece, it might be really nice to sort of flank this road and create a new procession that creates a foreground for the courthouse. And so what you're looking at in plan is a perennial grass mow strip, which doesn't need to be maintained. It just needs to be cut back yearly. And then we're placing within that right now, the number is about 16 different boxes, what we're calling boxes. And they're inspired by the shotgun house, basically a kind of a history of making buildings, but in a way they become almost a minimalist kind of reoccurring piece that again reinforces and flanks the road. We like to make the boxes out of tabby, which is a shale, crushed shale material, because we really like this idea of riffing off this kind of minimalist kind of score of boxes, but using the material, a local material, that over time, those boxes would become less minimal and become much more a part of the environment of Jacksonville. Tabby, as you know, is crushed shales, is porous, it can't erode. So issues of erosion, permanence is a question, right? I mean, there are some public works that are allowed to decay. It's just an open question right now. Secondly, what we're calling a totem is placed right here, and I'll get into that in a minute. Right now, the boxes are 10 by 15, but that's something we're still working on, the scale of those. They're open, bare earth, so the grass is actually growing within them, and they have various openings on all four sides. Next. Here you kind of get that sense of the boxes reoccurring, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, totem, 6. And so in a way we don't disturb the tree planting. Everything is just kind of reinforcing that existing sort of layout for the road, but also the front space. Next. So the tabby boxes. If you're familiar with the work of Donald Judd, others who kind of use a singular element to cast, this is kind of riffing again on kind of minimalist constructivist work. But we are also interested in this idea of dwelling, but also this idea of the sample. And so you get an idea what we're hoping for here with the openings. You'll be able to see all the way in. As we work through this, we would love to incorporate a light feature, because we think during the day, the shadows will be pretty prominent, and at night, these could have this kind of glowing aspect to them as they moved around. Next. And then for the totem, we've been working in a lot of cities, and our first idea was Jacksonville would be the first place to place a totem. And these totems recall these lost meccas, which were the center of Black entertainment during Jim Crow in a lot of places. And so we've mapped them throughout the United States. And so one idea was that Jacksonville would get the first totem, and then there would be these totems that would gradually populate the United States, with Jacksonville being the root. We thought that that could be a really strong story based on Reconstruction, based on the kind of the history here. The totem is Black. It spells out La Villa. But we like that we played around a lot with the totem so that at first look, it's just an abstract piece. And in a way, it starts to resemble a chimney or some kind of vertical element with the boxes. And so we're kind of happy of how this is turning out. It sits on a concrete base, so it's raised above. And again, you might look at sculptures like the love sculpture and others that use text. This is again riffing on those kinds of things. But we like the kind of the verticality with the low rise, 60 inches of boxes. Yeah. Right now we're looking at that this is possibly some kind of painted metal. We just finished a piece. We're working on a piece now where we're actually using a plastic material, so we're still in development of what this material might be long term, but right now it's a painted metal Tenemic paint galvanized, something that can actually be painted over and over and over again, so it's not a precious finish. Is that the last slide, Sarita?
That's the last slide. I'll go back to the site perspective.
Yeah. I'll open it up for questions.
Walter, can you talk a little bit more about the tag boxes, just from a safety perspective? I know, you know, one of the elements is making sure that we're not providing spaces where people could hide and be able to, you know, again, going back, unfortunately, to the situation with the courthouse, and that there's only one positive thing that takes place there, and that's adoptions at this point. Everything else is really.
There's actually two. Adoptions and marriages.
Weddings. Guess what? I found out. I found out last week that they took the weddings out of the courthouse because of Yeah, there's only one.
Why? I mean, why is that the case?
It has to do with, I think it has to do with same sex marriage. Probably not something to get into at this point, but my thought process is that I just want to make sure that we're not providing a space where a gunman could hide and be sheltered and come out with a weapon.
Oh, wow. I never think about art that way.
Well, and I certainly don't, I don't want, and that's the purpose of this meeting, right? It's just to brainstorm like what, and I know going back to the meeting with Glenn on December 15th, it's so incredibly important for the JSO, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, you know, again, to make sure that we're not helping to aid somebody who might have a negative intention.
That was going to be, and as much as I do love art and I respect where we're coming from, the boxes are a big concern from my aspect based on what was just said. And that, number one, it just creates another area where somebody can hide something inside of it. Number two, where someone could use it as either a cover or concealment in active shooter cases, where somebody could lay behind it and avoid our camera system, things along that line.
So if I may, going on both points by Jen and by Major Colvin, one of the things I wanted to ask you, Walter, was I understand the boxes as a minimalist or almost monolithic aspect of the design itself, but I wondered also if you could elaborate a little bit more on what these, if they have a specific, if you could elaborate the reason for the boxes, because they're intriguing to me. And
Well, I'll just be blunt. I mean, I'm inspired by the local plantation. And if you see the site plan from a local plantation, the slave cabins were in this arc at the other end.
Yeah.
I'm also inspired by the shotgun houses, which were plentiful in La Vila, which have the same kind of rectilinear kind of score to them. When I saw the crescent in front of the courthouse, it just, you know, again, at first we were just looking at the totem, but then it started to suggest this other semiotic, right? That this other way of thinking about history without having to elaborate it, it gave us a way to connect to a specific place. So my question would be to you guys is, if I wanted to carry this forward, I mean, what's a height that you guys could respect as a piece of art? So that would be my question. Is it like 3 feet high, or is it 3 feet high too high, or is it, you know, 12 inches, or is it you don't want anything that's vertical, that's solid? Because it would just be good to know what that threshold is, because to me it's like an object is an object, you know, just like a tree, you know.
Yes. Understood.
The tree is old. I can hide behind the tree. So, you know,
that's one reason. And just so you know, that's one parameter that I gave out early on. is that we did not want to see any more trees planted. As a matter of fact, we've got six small oaks that I'm planning on getting removed this week. And we've also got a number of other small oaks that we've got to trim back. So that's anything that you can use is cover and concealment, either from, like I said, either active shooter or from our camera system would be appreciated.
So I think from conversations earlier on as well, the height is difficult to specify because if you have something like a low berm that say is 3 feet high, but it's shallow and it goes towards a lower level, may work just fine. But if you have a retaining wall that's 3 feet high and it stays 3 feet high for a long time, or at least for 5-6 feet, then someone can lay down behind it and not be seen by the cameras. So they're, even though they have the same height, depending on how the edges of it either melt down into the landscape or become smaller, so they're not, so no one can actually hide behind it. I do like, I think it's very interesting to have not only the connection with the arch that you were talking about, but with the material that's very local with like the coquina and the shotgun houses, which we actually have three or four on very close to the, I think you Walter, you know which ones they are, the one right across from the Avila School. So I love seeing that as the connector to the existing area around it. And I'm thinking that yes, developing that idea into something, but making sure that it doesn't create places for people to hide. I think that's the main idea. That's the main reasoning behind not having anything that's either too wide or too bulky where someone can hide and just, you know, when some, just to aggravate anybody coming out of the courthouse because it's a family feud or horrible things happen in front of the courtyard. So we're trying to avoid all that.
Hilden, can I jump in real quick too?
Yes.
Walter, knowing what you have designed for the Jesse Ball DuPont Foundation that we're actively fundraising for La Villa, the Lift Every Voice Park, and our team is deeply engaged in that and also helping to bring partners in so that we can manifest it and make it happen. I love how you have taken this opportunity and are creating a narrative around the entire community. I think it's wonderful. I think the totem is fabulous. Major Colvin, if you could bring in on whether you think the totem is safe as far as like where its placement is, pretty far out in front of the property, that would be helpful. But also in answering questions from some of the other artist teams last week while Hilda was away, it definitely seems that any kind of structure or symbolic structure like this, if we can lift it off the ground on a pole, like the idea, I don't think needs to go by the wayside. I just think it needs to be lifted off the ground by something lithe that people cannot stand behind. So I would just encourage you to think about that perhaps. And having gone in, through Glenn's notes, elevated artwork is something that he strongly encouraged for consideration specifically for these reasons. So I just wanted to share all of that.
Yeah, no, that's good. I just made a drawing as well on the board. And this is the question. If we remove the walls and only make corners, is that something that's better?
Again, I think it creates a barricade for somebody to crouch down behind with an armed weapon. That's totally my concern.
Same here.
Even if the corners were like a foot by a foot, like this was like 1 foot by 1 foot?
Yeah, I think the size would make a big difference for sure. If no one can hide behind them, I don't see why not have something like that. Major Colvin, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm still trying to absorb everything without being negative. And I definitely want to remain objective through this whole process. Now, I will say the La Villa Totem is very promising. I do like the idea that was spoken of earlier about elevating it, for the simple reason of, from a security standpoint, we have to worry about people climbing it and people trying to rip it down. So, here's an interesting thought for you. I don't know if it's doable or not, regarding let's see. Perhaps taking the tabby boxes, could we, and I'm just throwing ideas out, something like perhaps a bollard where it would serve two purposes, security and the theme.
Say that again. I didn't quite hear it. Sorry.
What about something regarding the tabby house or tabby box?
Yes. Yeah.
Is there an idea that you might be able to float on creating some type of a bollard?
A bollard. Okay.
Bollard. Yeah.
You mean put the boxes on top of a bollard? I'm trying to understand that. Response.
Well, actually, I'm talking about trying to, if you were going to lower
the, oh, I see what you're saying. Use them as bollards. Yeah.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Because if I said, okay, what if I made the corners 30 inches? They would actually serve almost like a field of things that look like bollards. Because the next one would be like that. Is that what you're getting at?
And I'm sure.
Yeah, that's kind of,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I'm good, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, yes, I mean, the proportions will have to make sense to you as a designer, Walter, so they actually illustrate and read whatever it is you're planning to show. I don't think you should, I think you should always keep that in mind. But you know that it's a very strong image. The repetitiveness of it creates that arch, and they have to have the right proportions. And I think you can make that work if you just by keeping in mind that it should not be wide enough that someone like me, who is 5 feet tall only, can hide behind it and just surprise someone who's walking by or you know, injure someone. I mean, these are, I understand that these are things that don't happen all the time, but they happen enough that the security is so important for the people who are using the courthouse. And that's why we're being so strict about all these things, you know.
Well, and you know, I'm loving the original idea as well. And I just want to keep reminding that if we lift it off the ground, even using, a piece of, painted steel that brings the motif of the totem underneath the tabbies, just to lift them off the ground by 8 feet. You know, obviously we have to look at the sight lines of the cameras, but I still think that we could retain the original intention of the symbolism of the work while making sure that, because even at 30 inches, I mean, I've just, you know, measured myself and I'm 20 inches. So, you know, it's a challenge. So I just really want to encourage you to lift things up off the ground in order to Major Colvin's point, to preserve them for infinity and help the human hand stay off of them.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how I would do that. levitating. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the idea of levitating boxes.
Yeah, well, Walter, could you go with, I mean, because you could do the villa in, you know, steel, a black steel, and then you could have a black steel, same, you know, sort of square shape pole come up, you know, however many feet we need to determine that to be for you, for the camera sight lines. And maybe even, you know, there's a black steel base that's underneath the box, and maybe the box is, you know, at an angle, you know, at an angle in some way so that people can be looking into them. I don't know. I'm just trying to throw out some safety / creative ideas.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, what you're getting, making me think about is that maybe, you know, we, you know, the gesture gets made, you know, and maybe those are much more about the ground. And then when we get to the totem, maybe there's a totem and then there's an expression of the house or the box. And yeah. So the only 3D thing might be, you know, when I get up to La Villa for the sign, but then maybe next to it, I have a box.
That would help people, I think, also, if you're interested in doing this, it's a more literal explanation.
Yeah. Which I'm not that interested in, but I get it. But I'm just beginning to kind of think that maybe there is a way that, you know, we can do both, right? That, and I like the Major's idea that maybe, Sarita, the boxes overall could be this almost like a text that almost reads like bollards, right? These small corners popping up, and then we exhume one full one next mm-hmm. to the sign. I mean, that could be a really nice, I think that could be kind of interesting.
That yeah. sounds extremely sophisticated as well. And yeah. That's a neat idea.
Yeah, I like that. I think I like that.
I just want to be sure when everyone is talking about elevating the structures 8 feet off the ground with steel bases, we still have to be conscious that the steel bases are not going to provide areas for people to hide as well. Because I can imagine, you know, if we just created a steel box underneath the totem, then we'd have the same problem of visibility.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be different. I think it's going to be probably something like this.
Yeah,
structurally, you know,
a pipe or a pole or a square
right.
column that's only 6 inches all around. You know,
elevated
and
okay.
And thinking you could bring the same squarish and material over from the totem.
Yeah.
Got it.
Now, also just remember to keep in mind that the wider and more monolithic that box becomes, the more problems we'll have with the security cameras at the distance. They're getting in the way of the security camera seeing everything else. So I'm sorry, did that make sense?
Yeah, I think that pretty much was conveyed in the previous conversation that we just had. I think by elevating it that eight feet, and I think that everybody's aware that new box is going to have to be limited. Either in material or width or something along that line.
Okay.
So that the cameras aren't blocked.
And how could we determine, I just made this drawing, that if that's 8 feet, how can we determine what's blocking and what's not blocking? I guess that's, can we give you a drawing and you say, yeah, that's in the way? Or, I mean, how do we determine that?
Well, let me ask you this: the actual La Villa that I'm looking at now, the totem. How wide, number one, I guess the placement of where we're looking at placing it would be.
Can you go to the plans, Rita?
The further out from the courthouse that would be, the better. You could get away with more blockage from a distance.
And Major Cole,
as far as the width, if I'm reading it from the La Villa side, but now I'm looking at it from the angle, from
the side elevation.
I'm looking at it from the side, mm-hmm. Or away from the actual totem. How wide are we talking? Just out of curiosity.
We're talking total, if you see the plan here, there's 30 inches on both sides of the base. And then the piece itself is 3 feet wide. And then it's 126 inches wide. Which is like 9-10 feet.
Mm-hmm. Something that did come up last week as I was answering questions for others was just the environment that the artwork will be viewed in. Certainly people walking from across the street from the parking garage are going to be viewing it, but Jacksonville's a driving city, as you know, Walter, because you've done a lot of, you know, demographic research.
Yeah.
And to Major Colvin's point, the more the artwork is placed closer to the curb, it'll be very, very visible for the public. I know that changes the experience. So maybe it's not, you know, obviously on the curb because that's not optimal, but perhaps it's two thirds space from the courthouse toward the street. Because like Major Colvin said, the further that we are away from the cameras, the smaller the art becomes.
Can you go to the plan, Serena?
And the cameras are mounted to the building.
So if you look at the plan, what we've done, again, we've drawn the road based on what we think it is. And so we're pretty far. We're almost maximum from the building. Right. So again, if the road is narrower, it would be nice to know. But right now we're sitting probably as far away as we can from the building based on this new road layout. So that's why we like this, is that you can actually see it from the road. So people driving out front,
One thing I think that is beneficial about this specific design is that it's almost radial from the building and the cameras are on the building. So there is a point of view that takes the entire landscape because these are located on a radial way. So it's a positive thing about this design in regards to the security cameras.
And Walter, is it Miko who's working with you guys?
Yeah,
it's,
I think so.
It's Byron.
Byron.
Miko? Oh, we got Byron.
Thanks, Rita. I would ask Byron to get a measurement for you so that during final presentation or leading up to,
right,
we know what the space
dimensions
is.
Are.
Of the art to the building. Because I think, again, it helps with those sight lines and knowing what's safe.
Yeah. One more thing that has not been discussed, just like this weekend, for instance, the courthouse lawn is going to be hosting the Hubbard House Domestic Violence Awareness Walk. And they're going to be setting up a stage on Pearl Street, which is on the east side of the courthouse. Also, when the jazz festival comes, if they decide to do that, it will most likely, and anything that usually happens is going to happen on the east. I would recommend that perhaps the totem be moved to the west.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, you could basically take it from the current drawing that I'm looking at to the east side and shift it over to the west.
Like where I show the check?
Actually, where you've got the circled tabby box?
I did both ends, and then I checked where, this might be La Vila here. I was just thinking, if this was the totem, we might look at the box being over here. And
actually, that would be a very good location for the totem, for a couple of reasons. We got enough camera angle to be able to see around that area, and that's also where the least amount of activity usually takes place.
So Sarita, I'm just thinking, you know, we could place them at either ends, right? Which is kind of nice, I think.
Right. I think that works with the radial symmetry that we have going on.
I mean, the other is they could, you know, one thought would be this is the furthest out right now.
Right.
So we'll look at those two conditions. This would be the furthest away from the courthouse. This would be the furthest outbound from the courthouse.
Right.
Now, as far as being able to see it from the street, Broad Street is the most heavily trafficked. Mm-hmm. So it would also get a lot of view from Jefferson as that heads north. The totem would.
Yep. Okay. And it also points to where La Villa actually is, just on that side.
That's correct.
It all falls in place.
Okay. What about maintenance of the perennial grasses? Should we like just not think about organics and just go with inert material, or is that something?
Is Exum, Reggie Exum on the call? I don't think he is from maintenance, but the grasses, they are local grasses, as you know, here in Jacksonville, that do very well all year round, and they just need to be trimmed once a year, correct?
Yeah.
I can ask that question to maintenance and let you know.
This is Robin Smith with Public Works.
Hi, Robin. Yes.
And
hi.
So I'm not in, my division does not handle maintenance, but that's definitely something I could put in front of the maintenance chief to see if he has a preference of one grass or the other. If you don't have a strict preference, he might be able to help you pick one that would work and would also be easy to maintain.
That'd be great.
Thank you, Robin.
Second question would be, has this road been designed?
The road has not been designed. We just need to leave the right-of-way open for future uses.
Okay. Utilities. Are there any utilities on site that we could borrow plug-ins to, like electrical?
That would be a Reggie question, and unfortunately, he's not present on the call.
Right. In earlier conversations, as I understand it, the electrical for the building itself is actually at the back of the building. So anything that we need in that regard, we may have to have a new electrical access in the front through the city rather than using what the courthouse has.
And there are no lights along this street here that we could have a point of connection to, PLC?
There are lights, right, Major?
Or along here. I know there's stuff along here.
Yes. Yes, there are lights along the sidewalks south, or basically in front of the courthouse on both sides. There's also lighting that borders the building itself. So if you're looking at, and I'm just, I might be speaking out of term, but there would probably be enough electrical to be able to draw off if you're looking at lighting the totem.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure to have those questions answered for you and email them to all three finalists so you know exactly what's accessible to you on the site.
Yeah.
Anything else? Let's see.
I had a question. Someone spoke earlier about removing trees. Were we talking about removing the trees that are placed on the courthouse lawn, right offset from the sidewalk, or were we talking about some different trees? Just so we understand what the existing conditions will be.
Yeah, if you're looking at the front of the courthouse, there are a number of small oaks that go alongside the actual front sidewalk. We're going to trim those back a little bit. They will stay in place.
Okay, there so these are, oaks.
Yes. There right. are six small oaks, three to the east and three to the west. Just if you see the little alcoves in the diagram that we're looking at, currently you see the palm trees that go from the street to the actual entrance of the courthouse.
So north of the road, north of the circular road.
Right where that hand is, right inside that semicircle right there. There's three on the east and three of the on the west that are coming down.
Uh-huh. So those will be removed.
Those will be removed.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any other questions, Walter, or any comments from the panel at this point? Let's see.
Yeah, I think I've exhausted all my questions at this point.
Okay. And from the panel, Major Colvin or Robin, do you have anything else from Public Works that we need to be cognizant of, or?
I think we've covered it.
Yeah, okay. I don't have anything else. I'll follow up on the plantings issue, but that's all.
Great, so this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna write all those questions and make sure we have the answers to them, and I'll email them back to Walter and Sarita. I will also have them to the other two finalists so they know exactly what was discussed in that regards. And any questions that come up in the next two interviews, preview presentations, I would also send to you. So you have, if there's any questions from another finalist that we hadn't addressed, you all know how to deal with that. Anything else I can do for you in the meantime?
No, I think I understand the constraints a lot better.
Great. Jen, do you, any final words?
Robin, if you could just make sure that Hilda has your contact information, that'd be super. And I just want to thank you all so much. This is going to be a really exciting moment in the history of Jacksonville, bringing this artwork to the site. We've been working towards this for a decade. So just thanks for being on the journey. This is exciting.
Hopefully we can find some way to get through the... Yeah, that's all I can say. Hopefully we can figure out a way.
We understand.
We've seen your work and we have all the confidence in the world.
Well.
Yeah, when the world gives you lemons, you got to make lemonade somehow, right? I guess that's the.
That's
figure
right.
Out, we got to figure out some Jacksonville lemonade.
Exactly. Add coquina to it and we'll be okay.
Well, I thank you guys for the candidness and we really appreciate the feedback.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.